Look what happens if you stand here and spread your arms. Does it look like they're my wings?
Children line up for a chance to put their backs against the wall in the basement of the Ypsilanti District Library on Michigan Avenue in front of a pair of colorful wings.
Yes.
Each feather created individually as part of an uplifting community art project. Some people feel like a bird or an angel, or for this girl,
a fairy.
It's a community art project begun by local artist and Ypsilanti resident Elisa Guyton.
Advocating for humanity on a whole.
Guyton has reached out to schools across Washtenaw County, businesses, and event planners to try and spread her wings, so to speak, to anyone who might be interested.
We sent this feather template out, of course, using my friends in the neighborhood who have children who, you know, go to different schools, and we just sent this template out saying color it in and send it back. And then so we constructed these amazing pair of colorful wings.
Since she lives in Ypsilanti, she hopes the Community Wings Project gives lift to the city she has grown to love.
Ypsi's got so much going on, and it's not this certain image, or, you know, you don't have to fit in a box to live in Ypsi. You can just be who you want to be. It's just an amazing community, and I want to make sure that we're lifting Ypsi up, and the best way I know how to do that is through our children, who are the future leaders, and I just want to make sure that we're giving our children the wings they need to fly.
The Community Wings organizer is always looking for anyone interested in creating feathers for the next set of Community Wings, and recently went through a basket of wing submissions at the Ypsilanti Library.
What we're asking people to do is to write the name of the superhero in their lives, and then to color the wings. My mommy is Wonder Woman. Mama. Aww. Mom. You can tell that young kids did these. They're so sweet. The librarians. Yes. You are my superheroes for sure. Aw. And this one says Peppa Pig. Aw, they're so cute. I love them.
Amanda May Moore says she's a community artist who has lived most of her life in Ypsilanti and is finishing a teaching degree right now at Eastern Michigan University. She used graffiti-type non-permanent aerosol chalk to create two sets of bee wings outside Cultivate Coffee in Ypsilanti's Depot Town for the recent Festival of the Honeybee.
The second set of wings are for children because they're so cool and they want to be included too. And they're not as tall as these other wings. These are the adult wings and then these are the kid wings.
8-year-old Isaac Granke and his father Anthony from Metro Detroit had stopped at Cultivate for lunch recently and took some time to stand in front of the wings, one for the adults, the other closer to the ground, and child size. The father trying to get his son to express how the wings made him feel.
I feel like I'm hovering just a little bit, just a few inches. It's kind of magical.
Moore says she enjoys the community connection the wings inspire.
They're inspirational. They're uplifting. When you see them, you want to take a picture with them, right? My favorite thing walking into Cultivate is when I see people outside here taking photos. It brings a light. It makes me feel great.
The Ypsilanti Community Wing Project is far from over, with local artists inspired by American artist Colette Miller and her Global Wing Project, hoping to create more permanent wings across Washtenaw County as an uplifting inspiration to children and adults. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.